We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Cindio Twitter time. Daily Twitter question brought to you by our friends from Cindio HRO, your HR experts in Wichita. So what were your thoughts here?
I was wanting to go in the opposite direction because of the death of Pat Dye.
Right.
And wanted to have a short-named athlete or coach question. Mel Ott, Pat Dye, Ed Ott, if you'll recall Ed Ott, former catcher
sure.
for the Pirates.
Yeah.
But I kind of hit a dead end and totally went the other way. Can you think of any other really short-named athletes or coaches right off? Jim Frey, kind of sort of short.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just couldn't land on four good ones. Okay, so I went the other way and had my pick of the litter. So the question today is, who's your favorite super long-named athlete?
Super long-named athlete.
Ridiculously super long-named athlete. Mm. And of those not making the cut, former Giants pitcher William Van Landingham, soccer player Jan Vinegar of Hasselink, Dominique Rogers Cromartie was others receiving votes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I left out one other one that certainly. Oh, Dikembe Mutombo's real name.
Oh, my God. You don't even want to try.
Is five different names, and one of them's hyphenated. So I couldn't have gotten it into the character restriction, even if I wanted to. Dikembe Mutombo's, I assume this is right. His real given name is Dikembe Mutombo Mplondo Mukamba Jean-Jacques. So Dikembe Mutombo's, how we know him, is only the first two parts of his name that have five parts. So those are guys that didn't quite make the cut. Of those, you have to pick from Luke Richard Mbamute, T.J. Houshmandzadeh, and T.J. is not his real first name, as you can imagine. Chris Fuamatu Maafala or Jared Saltalamacchia. Not a bad quartet, I didn't think. It did me fine yesterday. Not a tremendous equal voter turnout, but that's okay, too. Felt like I landed on my feet. Not my best, not my worst. Currently, T.J. Houshmandzadeh is outdistancing Jared Saltalamacchia. T.J. is getting 43%. Saltalamacchia, 36.5%. Chris Fuamatu Maafala, former fullback from the Steelers, 13.5%. And Luke Richard Mbamute is a basketball player. He's getting 7% of the vote. Ben Jarvis Green Ellis also got serious consideration, but did not make the cut. Still not sure why he never just went by Ben, but he didn't. Well-traveled running back in the day, who had a hyphenated last name.
Right.
So there you go. Those are your long name
dudes. Interesting.
Yeah.
Tyrone Lue. I'm thinking short names Ty Lue. Now.
Ooh, yeah.
Ty Lue.
Could have gone Ty Lue. Yep.
Ty Lue. People would have known who he was anyway.
Right. Ed Ott.
Jeremy Lin.
Jeremy's way too long of a first name, Bruce.
Yeah,
it is. That would never do.
No.
Dat Nguyen. Although Nguyen is spelled with more letters than you think it is.
Yeah. You're right.
So the Notre Dame Navy game, not surprisingly, has been moved from Ireland, the football game that was supposed to be there. Looks like they're moving it to Annapolis, Maryland. So the Navy Notre Dame game, which is August 29th, that's when it was supposed to be in Dublin. I'm checking here to see if it's going to. They're going to be most likely Labor Day weekend, Notre Dame announced this morning. So no big surprise that an international game is not going to. I thought that they made that decision a long time ago. Maybe I missed it. But the decision to move the game to Navy for the first time in the history of the series. That's nice. So they'll get to play in Annapolis.
Yeah, it is. It's cool.
Yeah,
I like it.
Don't have to go to South Bend.
Should be a pretty decent game.
Yeah, it should.
I mean, really.
How do you – all right, so June 2nd, how's Bruce Hurdle feel about the – and we can get into the nuts and bolts of it in the second hour of what baseball's projected and, you know, their proposal and everybody's proposal for that matter. But you feeling better about fans? Let's just talk about the fans part of it. How are we feeling about fans being involved? I said a couple of weeks ago, by the end of whomever's league, there will be some fans in attendance. You with me? You think it's going to happen?
I think
the states
across
the union.
Yes, I think there will be. I don't know about full stadiums, but I'll go ahead and I'll take the leap. I think there'll be fans in stadiums to some degree. I'm very interested in seeing how all of this potential transmission of the coronavirus will play out over the next few weeks in light of what's been going on and the total lack of social distancing that's been going on with the civil unrest that we have right now, not to mention Memorial Day and all of those things. So, I mean, I think in a couple of weeks or a week or a couple of weeks, we'll have a pretty good idea of what the transmission of this disease looks like, even through the warm or humid summer months.
Right.
I don't know. But yeah, I think that I'm ready to take that leap. I think that we'll have some form of fans. I don't know, Shane. I'm not ready to go all in, but I think that
I'm not expecting that.
Some form of measured response to it would seem logical to me. I hope, but I don't know. I mean, I got to admit that the comeback from major league owners probably made as much sense to me as anything that I've seen so far yesterday when they fired back a counter to the players. Boy, they're miles away in terms of games to be played and things of that nature, aren't they?
I disagree, and I'll tell you why at 10:25. How's that?
Fair enough.
All right. Let's talk about Pat Dye and Wes Unseld when we come back, hour number two.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's better over here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.